This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The first relatively wet rainy season in years has local health officials looking for ways to control the number of mosquitoes on the Central Coast. With continued concern over West Nile virus and the new Zika threat, mosquito management is more important than it's been in some time. However, San Luis Obispo County no longer has a mosquito control program after voters denied funding for it back in 2009. Richard Lichtenfels is the supervising environmental health specialist for the county and says there are talks in the works to bring back a vector control program, but nothing that would be in place by this summer.
Certainly there's concern with regard to Zika, and I think there's always certainly public health concern with regard to mosquitoes in general in the area in San Luis Obispo County. So I think we're always optimistic as a public health department that at some point in time we will have a fully funded vector control program, including mosquito control.
The city of Atascadero is hoping residents and property owners will step up efforts to control mosquitoes. Terry Banish is the deputy city manager and says a tips sheet is now available, and the city is also doing what it can on its own property.
But we can only do so much, so this is intended to help the residents in maintaining it as well. And if everybody is together in that effort, then it's a win-win situation.
Lichtenfels says he hopes entire neighborhoods will unite to control mosquito breeding areas, as the pests have a mile or so radius from where they hatch. For a list of tips on how to control the situation on your property, head to our website at kcbx.org. Randall White, KCBX News.